Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, my guest, Brenda Kuhneman, cannot speak enough about what most Christians are missing because they've either never spoken in unknown tongues or they've spoken it and they've stopped because, quote, Christian society has stopped. But Brenda prays ferociously in tongues and other times quietly in tongues. People get healed when she does that, as we found out on yesterday's broadcast. She even gets names of people. Tell me about someone whose name you got, Brenda.
Well, I was preaching in a meeting in another country, and it was a women's conference. And I had just been asking God for supernatural manifestations. And so I called out this name, and it was the name Angel. I said, your name is Angel. Now, you know, I always try to encourage people. I said, your name is Angel, or your, it sounds to me in the spirit like you have a father that called you by that name. So if either your real name is Angel or maybe some that was a nickname, you come up here. Well, the funniest thing happened. Now, this is a women conference, 3,000 or 4,000 people there. And a man comes up. I'm like, a man? I said, how did you even get in here? This is a women's meeting. He said, well, I was doing some work in the back with the equipment. And he said, I heard you say Angel. And he said, my name's Angel. And so I began to prophesy some things to him about his destiny. And then I stopped. And I said, the Lord tells me, and I ministered to him, and then I said, now, you know, I mean, how many times you call out in a women's conference, Angel, and a man comes? I mean, that was supernatural by itself. But I said, somebody else, you're in here, and I hear the Lord said, you almost didn't come to this meeting. You traveled a distance, and you came here desperate for the manifestation of healing for your child. You almost did not come. In fact, God says you were feeling guilty about leaving your child. Your child's in another city, is somewhere else. You felt guilty about leaving. God says, and your name, and this was, your name is Angel. God says, don't feel guilty. Your child is about to receive a miracle. This woman is standing there next to this man named Angel. Are you with me? Standing there next to this man. She's crying and crying and crying. And she says, my father always nicknamed me Angel. And I came here. I just gave birth to a little baby. And the baby's premature. And the baby's back home. In fact, we weren't in the United States, so I was in Latin America. And she said, the baby's back in the U.S. I almost didn't come to this meeting, but something in me just drew me. I was supposed to come here. And she said, I came anyway. In fact, my family and people criticized me. They said, how can you leave your child on the incubator in this hospital? And she said, I don't know, just something drew me. I came. And I spoke to her, and I pointed at her by the Spirit of God, and I said, woman, go home. Your child's healed from this hour. I got testimony later, and I didn't found this out. I was visiting another church here in the U.S., and a lady came up to me, and she says, you know, I'm this woman's pastor. I just want you to know she was at that meeting and mentioned this lady. This was probably 6 months later. She said, you called her out, which you didn't know. This child was homesick. The doctors had given a bad report. It was premature. And when she got home, just as you spoke, her child was off the tubes. Her child was breathing. And the doctor said, your baby's going to make it. Now, this all happened in the matter of a few hours from the time God called her out. See, these are the levels of supernatural power God wants to manifest through his people. And this is the kind of supernatural occurrences that we're living in this hour. And that's why, I mean, there's a desperate world that needs this level of manifestation. And so from the time I spoke that, we did the timing, from the time I spoke, God says, your child's healed from this hour. That baby within hours, was completely made well. And that's the kind of manifestation of the power of God that I see God wanting to bring the church into. It'll look like the shores of Galilee. It'll look like the early church, like the Gate Beautiful, when Peter and John walked up to the man at the Gate Beautiful and said, such as we have, we give you, rise and walk. That's where God wants to bring the church. And listen, we're seeing it, Sid, all over the world. Fingers growing out, people getting healed.
Fingers growing out?
Fingers. I'm getting reports. Now, I haven't seen this personally, but I'm getting reports of people that are having fingers growing out. I had a woman, here in my own experience, I had a woman who we prayed for. In fact, she didn't even believe in the supernatural. Get this. She did not even believe in the supernatural. We laid hands on her. I prayed for her. She came up and, you know, I felt like, man, she looked like she was going to bite me. I could tell she only went up because her friend told her. She said she had kidney stones. Her friend said, get up there and get prayer, and forced her to go to the front. She didn't even believe in healing. She didn't even believe in this Holy Spirit, didn't even know there'd be any Holy Ghost. And she went up to the front, and I went and prayed for her. And I remember this. This is so funny. I remember this. She looked mad, you know. I thought, oh, I prayed for her. She looked at me just with that face. And I thought, my gosh, you know, I went on and prayed for other people. And I all of a sudden, somebody came up from the back. This was in this meeting. Came up from the back and said, that lady you prayed for, she was my friend. I brought her. She went in the back. She had terrible kidney stones. She went in the back in the bathroom and said she passed them. And she's totally not in any pain. She didn't even believe in the power of God. Now she believes the woman was saved. It was a total transformation of a life because of the supernatural anointing. This is why we need power in the church.
Brenda, the whole week, the presence of God has been sky high on our interview. I would be remiss before God if I didn't ask you to pray prophetically for healing for people right now.
Yes, yes. Well, if you're listening, I want you to get ready to receive, because I feel the presence of God right now. You prepare yourself. Some of you, I hear by the Spirit of the Lord, you're about to receive a complete turnaround in your body. In fact, I hear a heart problem. There's somebody out there, you have a heart problem that the doctors are saying, bypass, bypass, bypass. Lord says, I am going to bypass. I'm going to bypass what they're speaking. In fact, the Lord says, you won't need the bypass. I'm going to bypass, and they're going to look at your heart and say, it looks like you've had a heart transplant. That's what I hear God say. It looks like you've had a transplant. We can't even recognize the heart that we took pictures of weeks ago is not the heart that you have now. I hear God say that. So I want to pray for people. If you need a creative miracle, if you need healing in your body, you just get ready to receive the presence of the Lord is here. It's ready to heal right now. So I stretch my hands, Father, to every person that's listening over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree the healing power of God. I say tumors melt in the name of Jesus. Tumors melt. I say body parts behold, ligaments line up. I say funguses dry up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I say eyes be open, cataracts be dissolved. I say to glaucoma, you have no power. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. I say hair loss, you cease and you stop in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I speak to the ligaments of osteoporosis. I speak to degenerative bone diseases, and I say right now, I interrupt you by the power of the living Lord, Jesus the Messiah. Your power disease is broken over every person listening to the sound of my voice. And right now, I say, miracle power, go in. In fact, I hear this. The Lord says, if you'll believe it, you'll feel the physical manifestation moving through your body like fire. In the name of Jesus, healing, healing, and miracles be upon you now. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Sid, I believe we're going to get reports.
Oh, I know that. And I had a vision of someone's fingers not necessarily growing, but pain of any kind in the fingers or any problem in the fingers or even growing. God is doing something with fingers right now in Jesus' name. And Brenda, if you were to put it in a couple of sentences, why should people read your new book, The Supernatural You?
Because I want them to learn they are anointed. What we just prayed, they can do. They can do. They don't need necessarily someone else. That is a dimension of God, but they are anointed. They have the same power that when Jesus walked the earth, the early apostles. And if I teach you step by step in the book how to release your own, that's the key, your own anointing, how to pray the kind of prayers that produce miracles. That's what we want. That's what we're hungry for, the kind of prayers that produce miracles. How to literally experience the supernatural for yourself. Everywhere you go, every place you walk, every place you drive in your car when you go to work.
And then the bonus CD called Twilight Sleep came from a dream in which Jesus showed you how the church and Israel must prepare for what's about ready to happen on planet Earth. And the second bonus, the anointing is so strong on, it's a CD titled Doorway to the Supernatural on how to speak in supernatural languages and how to get others to speak in supernatural languages. And it will motivate you so that you'll be praying in tongues without ceasing. And there's a prayer for those that have never prayed in supernatural languages. All three available for donation of $25. Shabbat broadcast, let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarech Echa Adonai Ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai Panevelecha Vichunecha Yisa Adonai Ve'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.